Just tuned in. This is Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this morning we're going to talk about the connection between a cloud and a piece of paper. So you might be asking yourself, what's she talking about? The connection between a cloud and a piece of paper. But the lesson is that there's a cloud in every piece of paper, because when the rain comes, it comes from a cloud and it causes the trees to grow, gives them enough nourishment and water to grow. And then somebody comes along and cuts the tree down and they take it to a lumber mill perhaps, and they use all the wood for different things. And then the pulp from the wood goes to the paper mill, and the paper mill makes paper out of the pulp from the wood from the tree that grew in the field from the rain cloud. So there's a cloud in every piece of paper. And why this allegory, this connection is important to us is through meditation, we're really pondering the connection between ourselves and everything else, everyone else, as opposed to the sort of separateness that we ordinarily live in. We kind of live in all these separate little bubbles bouncing off of each other every now and again, interacting when we feel safe, when we feel comfortable, when we feel connected. But really the idea is, if there's a cloud in every piece of paper, then we're all connected and there really is no separation between all of our little bubbles. And the only separation that's created is created through the mind, through the thoughts, and how we think of ourselves as separate. So someone else's suffering can be our suffering. Someone else's joy can be our joy. And by the same token, our sense of happiness can be extended to others and shared and have an effect on the happiness of somebody else. So this idea of the cloud and the piece of paper is really at the heart of our practice, because meditation is not a way to get out of society, to escape from society, but it's a way to connect with it. And at first that doesn't really make sense, because we're going inside when we meditate. We're going inside our sensory perception, our thoughts, our breath. We're really focusing and pulling ourselves away from our external experience. So in a way, we think that we're using it like pulling a blanket over our head so we can feel better. But the truth is of meditation is that we're using the microcosm of our own little experience to connect with the macrocosm of the bigger experience of all those around us, and how we're truly connected to each other. When we start to really think about the connections between all of these different things, the paper, the cloud, the sunshine, the food on our plate, how we're nourished by that, how it gives us the energy to go to work and have an effect on somebody else's life, or to take care of our children, or even to get up and walk or drive or ride a bike. That there's a connection between every little thing we do. And as we slow down through the practice of meditation and start to acknowledge the finer details and become more grateful, more in tune with the simplicity and how everything is connected, it starts to change the way that we actually behave. It starts to change our thinking and how we usually would react to understanding that if we react in a certain way to our thinking, that we're having an impact on other people. So there's this big, big connection between ourselves, our thoughts, our experiences, and our actions, and how they affect everybody globally. And if everybody walked around in these little bubbles and didn't recognize the connection, it would be complete chaos all the time. So the heart of our practice is really, we're not trying to get away from society. We're really trying to connect with it on a bigger scale. So today we're going to do this practice where we recognize our connection to all things, both inside and outside of us, and our similarities rather than our differences. Find a comfortable position. Allow your back to be supported. Let your hands rest in your lap. Don't clasp your fingers. This agitates the mind. Just let your palms either rest down on your thighs or let your hands rest gently together. Let the back of your neck lengthen. Your jaw soften and take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. We're going to do this two more times. Each week, each time we practice in this way, we're training the brain to respond, the nervous system to respond. And we're actually releasing hormones, chemicals, that tell our mind to relax and start to let go. One more deep breath in through the nose, blowing as slowly as you can through the mouth and settling in for the ride. And allow your breath to move in and out of the nostrils. Notice the temperature of the air as it draws in through the nose, cool and dry. And notice the temperature as it comes back out, warmed by the body. Notice whether the breath is deep or shallow, fast or slow, becoming the observer and the breather all at the same time. Not thinking about breath, not trying to breathe, just watching and experiencing it at the same time. Then allow your attention and your awareness and your breath to move down into the soles of your feet, your toes, the tops of your feet and your ankles. And recognize that you can feel wherever you have sent your mind. Note the sensations in your shins and your calves. And imagine the breath moving up further into the legs, into the knees, the fronts, the backs, the sides, up into the thighs, the long bones and the heavy muscles, and let your legs be heavy and supported. Move the breath and awareness and attention into your hips, your low back, your low belly, and release that internal gripping that's always subtly there. Breathe into your ribs and the sides of your body, your middle back. Feel the diaphragm expand and contract as each breath flows naturally in and out of the body. You can watch and experience and do it all at the same time. Breathing into the chest and under the arms, allow the shoulder blades to slide into the body and the heart to move forward, spreading open, lifting, collarbones spread and your shoulders drop into your elbows. Your elbows slide to the wrists and the wrists to the fingertips, and feel the weight, the sensation, vibration, temperature of the hands in your lap. Lower your chin slightly and let your jaw drop. Your teeth are parted. The back of your neck is long. Soften the face as your eyes roll down. Feel your scalp and hair in the back of the neck, your ears. And imagine that the crown of your head can open to the sky, feeling the light from the sun pouring in. And as you gently inhale and you exhale, and you let yourself be, you realize that you're not acting in a vacuum, but there's so many other beings doing the same thing that you're doing in this very moment. Simply breathing and being. And that we're only separated by these ideas of how we're different, rather than looking for how we're the same. Our connection is through our breath, through our sensory experience of being on this planet, the sun shining, the air on our skin, feeling of fabric against the skin, all shared. Maybe differently perceived, but all common experiences. And even if a thought brings sadness or fear or anticipation of some thing, even that is shared. Maybe not the situation itself, but the feelings, the reactions are the same. And again, that's where we're connected. We can understand someone else's fear because we have felt fear. We can understand someone's joy because we have felt joy. So we breathe and we stay with the inhale and the exhale, the sensations of the body. The sounds all around us. Perhaps there's music or a car in the distance. Even the sound of nothing is full if we listen closely. And these sounds are shared. Absorbing the awareness of our experience in the moment. And with each exhale, we can say to ourselves, I am connected. I am connected. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And today we're meditating for connection, both with ourselves and all those around us, learning how to see a cloud in every piece of paper. Notice where your mind is gone. Reconnect to the sensations in the body by softening your jaw, your belly, the back of your neck lengthening, feeling the weight of your hands. Inhaling this experience as if you're soaking it all in. And as you exhale, saying silently to yourself, I am here. I am connected. Thank you. thoughts come in and distract you. Again, you breathe in that thought, aware of it as simply a distraction, another energy that exists in your environment. Something else to be aware of, and you breathe it in, and then you exhale, letting it go and remembering you're connected to the sounds and the sensations that are happening right here, right now. Sensation, each bit of awareness that you have, knowing that you are not living inside some vacuum, but that other people, perhaps all the way on the other side of the planet, are experiencing very similar things in a different context. But we're still connected. Same sun, same moon, same planet. And we can remember to connect, that we're not alone, we're not small, simply by breathing. So we inhale, absorbing our experience, and we exhale, releasing it, and saying, I am connected. And we can remind ourselves this week as we go along, if we're feeling disconnected or alone or frustrated or in need of help, to take a breath, to remind ourselves we are connected, and allow for something new to occur. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. and that's in downtown Laguna Beach. Give me a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about meditation, stress relief, and coaching. I'm wishing you peace along your way today. Thanks for listening.